Browns, Talking Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
And proudly sponsored by Ocean State Bird Club. There are good things ahead here in Rhode Island as we hatch safe and creative ways to keep in touch with our members. Get the latest sightings and birding-related events, whether they're in person or virtual. Find us on Facebook and online at OceanStateBirdClub.org. Ocean State Bird Club.
Good morning. Welcome to our show number 795. Which will include, among other things,
you've got mail,
an audio postcard direct from John James Audubon State Park in Henderson, Kentucky. Plus Mike O'Connor telling us about songbirds that look like vultures. And now a lead-in to a listener story concerning an encounter between a red-tailed hawk and a couple of red-winged blackbirds, along with a pair of Canada geese and their goslings, and a mother mallard with her ducklings. Alan Rand is a friend of the show and a Talking Birds ambassador from Cleveland, Ohio, and he has sent us a story called Local Residents to the Rescue. We'll explain how you can read it in just a moment, but here's a little tease by way of the first part of his story. Alan writes, I was taking a short break one afternoon in early June while at work in my second floor office that overlooks a small pond with a fountain. With me being the only person in the office because of COVID-19, it wasn't too difficult to step over to the window to see what was going on outside. To my surprise and awe, a red-tailed hawk flew in from somewhere behind me and landed in a tree by the spillway. Now this is where things get tense. Well, that's the beginning of Alan's story, most definitely worth reading, and you can find the rest of it on our TalkinBirds.com website under the Read tab at the top of the homepage, and you can also find it on our Facebook page. By the way, we're always in the market for more listener stories, and if you'd like to send us one, just go to that same Read tab at TalkinBirds.com and click on Send Us Your Story. And thanks for your great story, Alan. And now here's that audio postcard mentioned a moment ago, courtesy of our own awesome Aussie, Freya McGregor.
Hey everyone, it's Freya here. I just wanted to send you all an audio postcard because I'm at John James Audubon State Park, which is just by Henderson in Kentucky, where from 1810 to 1819, he would go out and roam the woods, finding birds to paint and draw. And I thought you all would like to know about it because that's a really cool piece of North American ornithological history. And very satisfyingly, there are heaps of birds around. We've had really great looks at a male scarlet tanager and a bosonetary warbler. I'm pretty sure I had an indigo bunting that zoomed past at fantastic speed. Nuthatch, wood thrush, northern ruffing swallow, red-bellied woodpecker. It's been great. And we haven't even gone into the museum yet. All right. Bye.
And she's just getting started. Thank you, Freya. That sounds like a pretty cool place to visit. And this is our pretty cool mystery bird. Little preview here of our upcoming mystery bird contest. We have some fabulous prizes for the winner. Our mystery bird is a small, thick-billed songbird usually seen in old fields and roadsides, where it forages for seeds and gleans insects from low branches, often hopping along the ground or clinging to reeds and stems. Here's a little musical clue. Bluer than blue, that's the male of the species. The female is mostly dull brown. Our bird breeds over a big chunk of the U.S., from the East Coast to Texas and eastern Montana, and winters in southern Florida and points south. Prizes include the Droll Yankee's cute chickadee feeder, good for any type of food. It even has a 4.5-inch diameter dish with a height-adjustable dome, so you can kind of decide what kind of birds you'd like to have visit there It holds a sunflower, mixed seed, fruit, or mealworms. And our bonus prize is a 12-ounce bag of our favorite coffee around here. That would be delicious, shade-grown, bird-friendly Birds and Beans coffee. The coffee that not only tastes delicious, but also helps preserve birds' habitat down in the neotropics. Prizes and clue in the sound of our mystery bird. The contest coming along in just a little bit here on the show.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Some of the stories and videos and such right now on our TalkinBirds.com website and on our Facebook page. Extra. What's behind the extreme weather we've seen in August? Scientists say climate change and bad luck. We'll connect you to a story about that from the Science News magazine. In a related story, wildfires have hit California's redwoods and condors, but there's still hope. We'll link you to that hopeful report from NPR. And our weekly webcam connection offers up some West Texas hummingbirds, courtesy of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And don't forget, if you'd like to chat or share photos or videos or experiences with other Talkin' Birds listeners, then maybe you'd like to join the Talkin' Birds flock. To find it, just go to Facebook.com and type in Talkin' Birds flock in the search bar. Well, here's our conservation salute of the week. It goes to an outstanding and effective group called the Conservation Law Foundation, and it's in honor of their Slash Trash Challenge, in which they're inviting us all to slash the trash in our homes and communities while advocating for zero waste, especially during the challenge, which runs from September 19th through September 25th, by doing things like avoiding the use of disposable plates and cups, bringing our own tote bags whenever possible when grocery shopping, and supporting zero waste policies and legislation in our communities. CLF is based in New England, but their efforts and ideas can certainly be plugged in anywhere, and we hope they will be. And so we salute the Conservation Law Foundation. And while we're on the topic of trash, I'd be remiss if I didn't offer a reminder about our Talkin' Birds Plurding initiative. Plurding means picking up litter while birding. We think it's a good idea, and if you maybe think so too, please check out our Plurding page at talkinbirds.com. And we're not finished saluting yet. Last week we lost track of our royal salute music, but we found it just in time to honor some Talkin' Birds ambassadors, amazing listeners who volunteered to help us spread the word about our show and about birds and conservation. Gentlemen. We salute you, Elizabeth Hughes from Newport, Rhode Island, another Talkin' Birds ambassador. She says, I'm a fledgling and love listening and learning from your show. I share your posts on Facebook and love telling people about you. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We love having the chance to thank you for becoming a Talkin' Birds ambassador. And from another Shoreside location, but a long way from Newport, Rhode Island, it's Andrea Hammond from Seaside, California. She says, I'm a captain and naturalist for two water-based nature tour companies running out of Moss Landing, California. Although the marine mammals of Elkhorn Slough and Monterey Bay are often the primary focus for many passengers, both tours offer ample opportunities for me to talk about and encourage interest in birds and their conservation. Thank you, Andrea, for the good work you do and for becoming an ambassador and for telling me how to pronounce slough. And thank you to Craig Rash from Denver, Iowa. Craig's wife, Christine, has been an ambassador for a while, and Craig has signed on as a co-ambassador with her now. Craig says, we lead field trips for our local Prairie Rapids Audubon Society every Wednesday during spring and fall migration. Craig tells us that two of Iowa's three bird-friendly communities are located in their region, which comprises Waterloo and Denver. And he says that he believes Iowa is the most recent bird-friendly community state. There may be seven states now, he says. Craig points out that the program could be of interest to our listeners. And I think he's right about that. And it's certainly of interest to us here on the show, and we plan to get something on the air about this very soon. So thank you for that, Craig, and of course, for becoming an ambassador. And hello and thank you to you, Christine. Still to come on our show today, we'll catch up with Mike O'Connor in an almost live from the archive edition of Let's Ask Mike, in which Mike offers some timeless and timely information about the way many birds change their appearance around this time of year, sometimes quite dramatically and even frighteningly. And up next, a songbird that defies all expectations about how far a small migrating bird should be able to fly is today's featured feathered friend, presented by Birdwatching Magazine. For more than a quarter century, Birdwatching has been North America's premier magazine about wild birds and birding.
Hi, friends, and welcome to What Was I Thinking?, in which contestants try to read my mind. Today's topic is birds, and Jim is our contestant. Ready, Jim?
Ready.
I was thinking of a small songbird about 5 inches long with a black cap and white cheeks. What was I thinking, Jim?
I'd say you were thinking of a chickadee.
Ooh, sorry, Jim. That's a very good answer and could easily fit the description I gave, but I was thinking of a black pole warbler.
Oh, I guess you're not planning on giving me a prize then, huh?
Jim, you read my mind. And that's today's edition of What Was I Thinking? See you again tomorrow, friends.
Ah, the black pole warbler, a migration superstar, traveling in the fall out over the Atlantic Ocean from the Northeast U.S., heading down to the Caribbean or Northern South America, and averaging over 1,800 miles over the open Atlantic. Well, that means nonstop flying for close to 90 hours. Where does the black pole warbler get the energy to do this? It fattens up on fruit, doubling its mass before taking off and taking advantage of prevailing winds to give it a little extra boost. This striking songbird, by the way, doesn't really look like a chickadee. It has kind of a more streamlined shape, pretty distinctive yellow-orange legs, 2 white wing bars, and streaks on the back. Now check out the song of the male black pole warbler, featuring one of the highest pitches of any bird. Well, I'm sure your dog could hear that, even if you couldn't. The high-pitched song of the black pole warbler, today's Talkin' Birds, featured feathered friend. I think I heard it, too. That surprised me. Thanks for being with us here on our show number 795. Our mystery bird contest is coming along here in just a moment here. And here's a reminder, kind of connected with that. If you're not hearing our Sunday morning show live, there's an easy way to do it wherever you are, and it's called the Internet. You've probably heard of that, and that's out there all over the place. And if you have something to connect to for that, you could listen to our Mystery Bird Contest and take part in it. So that's pretty easy to do. How to do it? Just go to our website is the easiest way. That's talkinbirds.com, and we're checked again, and there is no G in there. That would be talkinbirds.com, and see how to listen to our show live online, which happens, by the way, on Sunday mornings from 9:30 to 10 Eastern. All right. Coming up next, our mystery bird contest in just 1 minute.
100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Our Mystery Bird Contest is presented by Red Start Birding. Red Start Birding is your resource, your new resource for birding optics, gear, and expertise. Great birding starts at redstartbirding.com. Here's the sound of our mystery bird. Our mystery bird is a small, thick-billed songbird, usually seen in old fields and along roadsides. It forages for seeds and gleans insects from low branches. It often hops along the ground or clings to reeds or stems. The male of the species is bluer than blue, as we heard a little while ago. The female, kind of mostly dull brown. Our bird breeds over a big chunk of the U.S., from the East Coast to Texas and eastern Montana, and winters in southern Florida and points south. Clues, sound, and then the prizes for our mystery bird contest. The prize is the Droll Yankee's cute chickadee feeder, good for any type of food. It lets you manage the size of visiting birds with its height-adjustable dome. And its 4.5-inch diameter dish holds a cup of sunflower seed, mixed seed fruit, or mealworms. And our bonus prize is a 12-ounce bag of delicious, shade-grown, bird-friendly birds and beans coffee. Why is it bird-friendly? Because it is grown under the natural canopy in the tropical rainforests. So that unlike sun-grown coffee, which is a lot of that junk at the grocery store, this coffee is grown under the canopy. That means the canopy is preserved, and that means that birds have a place to go when they migrate south, as they're starting to do right now. If birds get down there and that canopy's not there, birds are in big trouble. And if they go to a place that's now growing sun-grown coffee, they're in big trouble. So that's why this is bird-friendly coffee, and it's organic and it's fair trade, and we kind of love it, and we're happy to be giving away a bag of that coffee today. Our number here in the Mystery Bird Contest is 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. An interesting aspect of our contest is that you may not have to get the right answer to win if nobody gets it exactly right. So a good reason to take a guess if you're not sure of the answer. 781-837-4900 is the number to call, and please do it ASAP. Meanwhile, we check in with Mike O'Connor in an almost live from the archive edition of Let's Ask Mike in just 1 minute.
I like birds.
My name is Lori Large, and I'm calling from Oceanside, California. I decided to become a Talkin' Birds ambassador because one morning I was listening to Ray describe what an ambassador is all about and realized I already do that. The fact that I became an ambassador really actually kind of helped me with my own personal mission to make the world a little bit better place. I would encourage all Talkin' Birds listeners to become ambassadors. It feels good.
Talkin' Birds listeners, we hope you'll join our ambassadors family. It's easy to do. Just visit our website, talkinbirds.com. Click on Get Involved at the top of the homepage and then choose the Become an Ambassador option at talkinbirds.com. Join today, and thanks.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where the sun always shines and the Birdwatchers General Store is always open. Well, it's open a lot anyway, from various times. Mike O'Connor is down there. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Ray, and kudos on your new webpage. That is really sweet. Nice job on that. I just checked it out.
Looks pretty nice, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who did it for. I know it wasn't you.
That's for sure, yeah. I know how to turn it on, but I mean, well, Mr. Kip Clark is responsible for that, along with our fabulous team of Debbie Bleacher and Freya McGregor, not me at all, actually. So I'm looking at the script here for your program presentation this morning. Mike, it says the topic is melting. Is that correct?
No, that's not right.
It's not right. Oh, sorry, molting. Just didn't see how that was printed up. Molting. So
yeah,
this is,
that's right. Yeah, and you got to get those glasses right.
I know. Yeah. Or a new prescription.
Yeah, the annual molting season, and with that, we get a lot of people. And I probably talked about this before. I'm sure I have, but a lot of people who run into. I'm doing air quotes. I don't know if you can see it on the radio or
I
not.
See it,
but
yeah.
The bald Cardinals and bald Blue Jays, yeah. Where the Cardinals and Blue Jays are notorious for losing all their head feathers at one time, and they look basically like they came from Chernobyl. They look crazy, and you can see their all heads are black. And the Cardinal has that bright red beak on this little pinhead black head with these weird ear holes. They look like little baby vultures, or what they look like. And they're too notorious for losing their head feathers all at once at this time of year. It happens other times, but 99% of it's right now. It hasn't been well studied. Nobody knows why those two birds are not particularly related at all, why it happens to them the most. But all the birds are funky right now. You know, I just had two catbirds land on the feeder. They look like they just got off the spin cycle. They're all disheveled and and even house finches, people get caught with this because the young house finches are molting into adult plumage, and they end up with some tufts of feathers on their head. They look like they have horns. People think they're some kind of devil bird because the little tufts of feathers are still going on. So it's a weird kind of bird time now, but no one's sure why the Cardinals and the Blue Jays go through this. And not all of them, just a small percentage of them, but it's enough where if you did online search, you would find page after page, picture after picture of bald Cardinals and bald Blue Jays, and they're kind of creepy looking. They think it's, you know, diet or mites. Mites get pointed out a lot, and parasites or some kind of trauma, why it affects them. But why just these two birds, we don't know. But, you know, I've been selling birds with Rogaine to help stem the problem, but they do grow back, so just kind of put up with it for a little while, and a few weeks they'll look like the pretty Cardinals and Blue Jays once again.
All right, they're not melting, they're just molting, and they'll be okay. Talk to you next week, Mike.
Okay.
Mike O'Connor at the famous Birdwatchers General Store.
Every Wednesday, Birdwatching Magazine sends an e-newsletter full of information of interest to birdwatchers, including recent news stories about birds, conservation, and science, photography tips, stories about places to go birding, bird ID tips, and much more. Best of all, the newsletter is free. Sign up today at birdwatchingdaily.com/newsletter.
Hey, we're back to the mystery bird contest. That's our mystery bird. It's a small, thick-billed songbird. You'll see it in old fields, along roadsides, foraging for seeds, gleaning insects from low branches, hopping along the ground sometimes, or clinging to reeds and stems. The male is an intense blue, the female mostly dull brown. Our bird breeds over a big part of the U.S., from the East Coast to Texas and eastern Montana, and winters in southern Florida and points south from there. So those are clues and all that for our mystery bird at 781-837-4900. And Patricia is, sounds like someplace really far away, a place called Hummerock. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi.
Hummerock, that sounds far away. How far would you say that is from our Marshfield, Massachusetts studios?
Just a couple of miles.
couple of miles by the water. We have some loud ringing going on. What's happening with that?
Patricia, just turn down your radio.
Patricia, can you turn?
I want me to turn down I have two radios on.
Oh, two radios.
That's
wow.
Why it's created an echo chamber.
So we're gonna turn those radios down.
Wow. You usually listen to two radios at once, or?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it's recommended to listen to Ray Brown in full stereo effect at all times.
Why don't I turn the other radio down and?
That's a great idea.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, while we wait for Patricia. What? I don't know. We'll give the clue again here. Our mystery bird, a small, thick-billed songbird, usually seen in old fields and along roadsides. Okay, there's one radio down, two radios down, and I think Patricia is back with us, maybe. Are you there, Patricia?
I'm back.
Okay, welcome back. You sound terrific. What about our mystery bird? I hope you get it right now after all this, Patricia. What do you say our mystery bird is?
Blue Jay.
A Blue Jay, says Patricia. Oh, my goodness. We're feeling pretty guilty after all you've been through.
I know. I was afraid of that noise. You know what it is? The downstairs radio wasn't coming in too clearly. So I ran upstairs to the old trusty radio and turned that on louder. That's what happened.
I see. Okay. Well, it's been quite an experience all around. But
hasn't it, though?
Yes. Are you okay with all the stair climbing and all that? You don't sound like you're out of breath or anything.
Well, I do have a little asthma, but that's okay. The birds don't mind.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Okay. Thank you. We love your show.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you so much.
And so does our cat.
Oh, okay. That's even, well, not better, but that's great.
Well,
okay.
She's a bird watcher. She has a she has a subscription to Birdwatcher's Digest.
Does she really? Does she watch from the window?
She does. Yeah. Sometimes she goes outside, but she never hurts the birds. It's only catch and release.
I see. Okay, good to know. Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
Keep up the good work. Well, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Patricia from Hummerock, which is, I was going to say it's part of Marshfield, but I think it's part of this neighboring town of Scituate, a beautiful, beautiful place. Okay, now we go to another beautiful place. It's Irmo, South Carolina, where Kathy is waiting for us there. Good morning, Kathy.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm glad you survived that previous experience just now.
I'm here alive and kicking.
You are. You sound wonderful. And is it Irmo? I-R-M-O? We have that
Irmo. Irmo. It's near Columbia, South Carolina, capital.
Near Columbia. Okay. Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you, that you found us here. Are you a new listener? You've been around for a while?
No, I've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoy your show on Sunday morning. Well, and learn a lot.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. And now let's see if you can win some prizes here with the identification of our mystery bird. What do you say that is there?
I think it's an indigo bunting.
That would seem to be the right answer. Exactly.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Yay.
Indigo bunting. Yes. Yes, indeed. That bluer than blue bird there.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
There's a park close by. It's called Saluda Shoals, and there's indigo buntings there, and I really enjoy seeing them there.
Ooh, what's it called? Mm-hmm. Saluda?
Yeah, Saluda Shoals.
Saluda Shoals.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it's a great place for bird watching.
All right. That sounds pretty cool down there. And that's right in Irmo?
I think it's in Irmo, or it could be on the outskirts of Irmo. Mm-hmm. I think it's in Irmo. It's in Lexington County, South Carolina. Saluda Shoals.
Saluda Shoals. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We have time for a little bonus question. Would you be interested in trying to tackle it here?
Well, I'll try. Oh,
okay. Well, here it is. This is some apparently new science that they've discovered that hummingbirds... We all know how tiny and seemingly fragile hummingbirds are. But this new research indicates that hummingbirds can actually fly through waterfalls.
Oh.
And this science has kind of unveiled how they do it. And so that leads us to this bonus question here. So it's a three-part thing, or three choices, multiple choice.
Okay.
How do they do it? A, they fly at high speed and then fold back their wings to slip through. B, they poke one wing through the water to carve an opening and then power ahead with their other wing. Or C, they hum "Ain't No Stopping Us Now" and fly right through.
I like that third one, but I'll go with A. I'm not sure, but I'll go with A.
A would be flying at high speed and then fold back their wings to slip through, and that sounds like a really credible answer, but there's that thing again. I certainly would have guessed that, but they've done this special photography and shows they poke one wing through the water and carve an opening and then power ahead with the other wing. Pretty amazing.
Wow, that's awesome. I tell you, birds are awesome.
They are. Kathy, thank you so much.
Okay.
We are out of time. Our show is over. That means it's time to start working on next week's show. We hope you will join us for that. Thanks to our amazing Talkin' Birds team, our senior producer, Debbie Bleacher, our outreach coordinator and ambassador-in-chief, Freya McGregor, our assistant, Audrey Stack, and our producing engineer, Jesse Wilkins. I'm Ray Brown. See you next week.
Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. birdwatchersgeneralstore.com.
And proudly sponsored by Ocean State Bird Club. There are good things ahead here in Rhode Island as we hatch safe and creative ways to keep in touch with our members. Get the latest sightings and birding-related events, whether they're in person or virtual. Find us on Facebook and online at oceanstatebirdclub.org. Ocean State Bird Club.